Now Drew will explain how he did that.
Just trying to keep up best I can. Certainly a time in my life where I never thought I'd be sitting next to Sam Bush playing the mandolin. Always a treat.
Do even nice mandolins untune when you get the shred on? I've only had a cheap mandolin, so...
I never had a mandolin that did stain.
The key is...
There you go.
No matter how much money you spend on a mandolin, none of them stay in tune. Doesn't even matter.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, that's the crazy part about it, you know. But those of us that spend almost our whole life trying to play a mandolin, it's the kind of thing where if those pairs are just slightly out, it just drives us crazy. And then like an English guitar player named Ray Jackson can play the most well-known mandolin lick in the history of mandolin with his pairs kind of like this. But think about it. That is the most heard mandolin in the history of mandolin. And I love it. I love the lick. I love this thing.
More than this?
Yeah. You're probably right. Probably more than that one.
I mean, just because everybody... And I happened to do an interview once for the Mandolin Cafe, and I on the way to the interview, I happened to hear Maggie May. And I tell you, I said, man, who played that? Because it didn't say on the Rod Stewart record. It said the mandolin player from Lindisfarne or something like that. It didn't say his name. So can you imagine? Hey! So I happened to say in the interview, I said, man, it's got to be the most famous mandolin solo ever. Who did it? And within a couple of days, he made contact via email. His name's Ray Jackson. So... You've been a fan of Ray Jackson for 40 years. I did get to play some mandolin with Levon Helm.
We did the same night.
But it would be the most fun when he was playing drums. Just in that he's such a force on the drums. But that was, that's the great thing about mandolin. You know, Drew and I can tell you, and Steven's a great mandolin player. You hone in, you just keep trying to learn more and more, but the great part about mandolin is you can have fun with it quickly, especially if you've already played guitar. For sure, you've already got a strum in motion going, but that was the great thing about say a mandolin player like Levon Helm. Didn't play any bluegrass, yet he could pick up a mandolin and make it sound better than some people who've devoted 6 hours a day for 40 years on it. And why that just feels better, I think that just has something to do with his timing and how good he, same way when he drummed, but his mandolin had that same kind of right hand percussion, and his singing had that kind of timing too. Singing was really in time. And Doc Watson? He was good. Doc Watson, he's pretty good, yeah. Doc Watson's song, let's do a Doc Watson thing. I think this was on the first. Remember Doc's first album, the one on Vanguard with the black and white cover and the D18? Oh, that cover just got me before I heard about him. And then when I saw the album cover, I got to get that. And so I think this was on that first album.